watering holes of the well-to-do. I detect a resistance to
precisely
our harrowing style.
We're glad you noticed
the shooting sticks of the upper class.
Give her an inch.
Aren't supporting a single ass that will rise for the girl.
She'll take a mile.
Such a shame she wandered into our enclosure. How unfortunate this person has forced us to be blunt. No, we weren't as hard seeing her as harrows. But behind the jewelry counter, not in front.
Could there be in our fighting core a lack of enthusiasm for
exactly
Perón's latest flame?
You said it, brother.
Should you wish to cause great distress in the tidiest officer's mess, just mention her name.
That isn't funny. Perón is a fool, breaking every taboo, installing the girl in the Army HQ. And she's an actress, the last straw. Her only compartments are between her thighs. She should stare at the ceiling, a bridge for the skies. Or she could be his last whore.
One weekly show, but speaking as one of the people, I want you to know we are tired of the decline of Argentina, with no sign of a government able to give us the things we deserve.
It's no crime for officers to do as they please, as long as they're discreet and keep clear of disease. We know we disregard, but once they allow a bit of a sign to move to the center where she's not qualified, we are forced to mark his card. She should get into her head. She should not get out of bed. She should know that she's not paid to be loved or to be late.
Duarte, tell us where you go from here, Miss Duarte. Which are the roles that you yearn to play? Whom did you sleep dying with yesterday?
Acting is limiting, the line's not mine. That's no help to the Argentine.
Can we assume then that you'll quit? Is this because of your involvement with Colonel?
Inspired can be accepted.